الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، موضع العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. One great teaching of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib: when person finds himself really parishan, worried, in anxiety, all things seems to be falling apart, there is no like hope in front, everything is just disintegrating, then one beautiful teaching that read the three names of Allah Ta'ala which come in Bismillah. That is, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And Hazrat says you can read it like that, but more preferably read it like with passion, as though you are seeing in front of Allah, you are in that difficulties of yours, you want a way out, and you know only Allah can take you out of that difficulties. And you are turning and you are like speaking to Allah, like seeing Allah, Ya Allah, and you begging Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, like that, two, three times, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And then after third, fourth time, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Oh Allah, forgive me, my gunas caused this. You shower your mercies upon me. Who can show more mercy than what you can show? Inshallah, you will see that which you are thinking is the end of the world. No solution to the problems. Allah will remove that immediately. Allah will make your heart lighter immediately. And you will see all the solutions will come. Where you thought it's impossible, nothing, there is no way out now. But you will see Allah Ta'ala will bring all the solutions there. And whoever has experienced this will know what it is like. When a person is in so much that darkness in front of him, end of the world, this is the end of my life, everything is now gone. But Allah Ta'ala will take out such a way, and that is Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every one difficulty, there are thousands of ways Allah makes open for a way. Not only one solution, but thousands of solutions for every difficulty. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person has become successful. And the word أَفْلَحَ in Arabic is every type of success. Whatever kind of success you can think. Materially, dunya-wise, akhirat-wise, health-wise, financially, all types of success. Allah wants to give that to us. And what must we do? Only one thing, tazakkah. Purify ourselves. That is, remove all the impurities which are in us. If you eating somewhere, the best of food in all the platters, everything, but they gave you a dirty plate to eat in. You don't want to eat. The plate is dirty. Give me a pure, clean plate. When you have a clean plate, you enjoy it. You want to dress up and your kurta is dirty, it's got marks on it. You don't want to wear it. Purify, clean it, you are happy. So what Allah also wants is purity. Just purify us. Allah wants to give everything. Allah wants to give that falah. But Allah will give it if we make the zakah. If we purify ourselves, remove all that dirt. And to remove, and that is why the maqsad of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, maqsad e ba'asat e Anbiya, why Allah Ta'ala had sent them, where you zakkihim, to purify the people. That is a very, very important aspect, to remove all the dirt. And dirt, we can understand, we normally see outward dirt. Dirt which is outward, where clothes are dirty, the house is dirty, the car is dirty, the yard is dirty, we can see that. Then dirty of the body is dirty. But today we camouflage that, we're just with some scents or something, cosmetics and that, and you're smelling very nice and that, but you are dirty. More worse dirt than that, if your mind is filthy, polluted. You are thinking of dirt and filth. Outwardly you may be clean. The house may be shining also, and so many places the houses are shining, but the minds are polluted. They are thinking of the worst evils and the worst dirt. Worse than that, when the heart is polluted. If the heart is polluted, and it's got also tazakkah, purify all that. And then you will see, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Already, Allah says it in the past then, there is no doubt about it. 100% you will get every type of success. So it's just upon not the next person what they're going to do. Not what the ulama are going to do and not do. Not the people what they're going to do and not do, but me myself. I must do my tazkiyah. Every person, man, whoever, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Whoever that person is. We can be a poor person, he can be a rich person, a black person, a white person, learned person, a person who is not learned, anyone. But we just have to do this tazakka, purify. And then again Allah made that also so easy for us, it's not difficult. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. What must you do? وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That's all we have to do. The zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The zikr of Allah is easy also. For zikr of Allah ta'ala, we don't have to have wudu. We have wudu, nurun ala nur. Much more better. We don't have to face the qibla. We face the qibla, nurun ala nur. Much more stronger and better your zikr will be. In whichever condition you are, you can make the zikr of Allah. Wa zakar asma, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Then they took the name, or they remembered, and that is repeated the name of their Rabb. To remember Allah Ta'ala is a very great thing. But just to take the name of your Rabb, Allah, 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 Allah. Anyone can try it, repeat it. But the sad part is, as a famous rule, الْخَيْرُ كَثِيرٌ. The goodness is a lot. Just to repeat Allah, Allah, to say La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Now one article came, just Subhanallah, what the great value of Subhanallah is. That Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says if he was not from the Musabbihin, who read Subhanallah, La labitha fi batnihi ila yawmi yub'athun. Till the day of Qiyamah he should be in the stomach of the fish. What took him out from there? Subhanallah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz. So just Subhanallah. Wa in min shay illa yusabbihu bihamdi. There is nothing Allah says in the whole world, but it's reading the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. So if we will read the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, what won't we get? And to read Subhanallah, what difficulty is it? No hard labor. No applying one's mind very intently to try and understand it and say it. No tongue twister that you have to find it difficult to pronounce it. Easy just to say Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, following in the teachings of the Mashayikh, used to prescribe for women their wazifa only 300 times Subhanallah a day. How long will that take also? So easy. Just Subhanallah 300 times. And the whole tazkiyah will take place of a person. When a person says Subhanallah, and what is the meaning of Subhanallah? Usabbihullah anin naqaisi kulliha. I declare, I say that Allah Ta'ala has got no fault whatsoever. Allah has got no fault. And in fact, it comes in the hadith, the riwayat, that when a person says Subhanallah, O Allah, you are pure, you have got no faults, no weakness, no old age comes to Allah. No virus comes to Allah, no flu comes to Allah. Nothing whatsoever. No tiredness, sleep doesn't overtake Allah Ta'ala. Tiredness doesn't come to Allah. Old age there isn't for Allah Ta'ala. And what we call faults, that is out of the question. Nothing whatsoever. A person, there may be, his health, he's got good health, everything, but old age comes, you can see now he's waning. He's going down now. And he himself also says, when we were young, how we should jump, how we should run. Now we can't do all that. But for Allah, nothing like that. No question. Having faults in a person, that is sicknesses, that is something else. Or having some other faults, that is even worse. But just the normal things, Allah is So when a person says, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is pure. Allah Ta'ala says, see, you said, I am pure, I am pure. Whether you say it or not, whether no Nabi or no Wali says it, nobody says it, I am pure. But because you said it, I'll purify you now. So our purification, that tazakkah is so easy that just with Subhanallah we can do it also. A person who is regular with Subhanallah also, Allah will purify that person. So our mashayikh, especially for women who are more weaker, and so Allah, they prescribe for them only Subhanallah. And complete, every bad habit goes away. Backbiting, wasting time, love of dunya, all ornaments and things like that, frivolous, useless things, fashionable clothes, all funny type of clothes, cutex and all, everything will go away. So easy, just by saying Subhanallah. So Allah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And after that, فَصَلَّى. Namaz, a person performs namaz. Namaz is a great, great source of our tazkiyah and our purification. Allah Ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says the believers, all of them have become successful. Then Allah explains 10 qualities. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The first quality, that their namaz is proper. Not just exercise, not just up and down, not just kissing the ground and back to town, no. But namaz, we do it properly. إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. What all is requirement? That is an effort that we have to do. How many people will go jogging in the morning? How many people will go on a diet for their health? Because I must, my health, I have to look after it. We will go to dietitian. We will go and look for one thing what they tell us you must have. And many times it's all just artificial. There is nothing really in it. But we'll do so much for that. But for our namaz, to improve our namaz, me, myself, anyone, ask us, when did I make an effort to improve my namaz? When did I go and take a kitab and check whether what I learned 20, 30, 50 years ago, is my namaz correct? Am I raising my hands correctly? Am I fasting my hands correctly? Who of us got that con? I'll go jogging, I'll spend half an hour jogging. For my diet, I will spend money. I'll go and buy this, I'll go and buy that. I'll buy a bicycle and I'll cycle just in the house also. And all that cycling, you know where. You just where you are all the time. But the way they have fooled us, you cycling, it's showing you went 5 kilometers, but you are still just there where you are. And really you are just there where you are. Make deen come into our lives and then see where you will reach. What Allah is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Every type of success. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That is what is successful. But that, unfortunately, we who think ourselves to be in deen, who think ourselves to be pious, we have got a pious environment, our home, we are in deen, we are in sunnah. A proposal comes, we say the boy is in sunnah, the girl is in sunnah, she's in but how much of deen? The basic of deen, namaz, What fikr have we got for that? How much is our namaz correct? So just to start with subhanallah, and then we should make effort to correct our namaz. A person whose namaz is correct, his whole deen will be corrected. A person whose deen is corrected, his whole dunya will come right. His whole akhirat will come right. Namaz is the source of it. But how many of us got that fikr? Our namazes also, even in quantity, how many of us, Isha namaz is how many rakats? And how many do we normally read? Each one of us, how many do we read? For what are the 17 rakats prescribed? For who is it? Just to be teach it, to be taught in the maktab, and that's all. Nobody has to practice on it. It is just to be taught that Isha is 17 rakats. But nobody has to read 17 rakats. When last did I read 17 rakats? So my namaz, even in quantity and the quality, al-amanul hafir. The concentration and devotion, what thoughts we have, that is far, very far. And yet we think, like today we will say, we're having a dawat, we go, mashallah, very nice. We are all sunnat people, we sit on the floor. But the amount of utensils, sunnat is 10 people used to eat from one utensil. And today one person needs 10 utensils. If you just go and count, you've got your big plate, you've got that small plate, you've got a side plate, you've got a bowl, you've got a teaspoon, you've got a knife. How many utensils for one person? We are so far from the sunnat, but shaitan has bluffed us that you are in sunnat, that you are in deen, you are all right, you got no problem. But we are still far from the reality of deen. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had one utensil for everything. For us, forget my sister, siblings, parents, children who won't touch another person's utensils. Myself also, if I drank juice in this glass, now I can't drink water in that glass. Now I must have another glass for water. Now I have to have another glass for another kind of juice. Two or three kinds of juices we will have. We want something else, we need a separate glass. Whereas one utensil is for everything. And when we all sit together and eat in one utensil, then there is shifa in there. We ask that, we say that, you show us where is the shifa. The shifa is in sunnah. The shifa is in our deen. We say that if you don't take the vaccine, first the emphasis was all on the mask, social distancing and satanizing with all the alcohol and all that. There was your shifa. Now it is 100% in the mask, in the vaccine. And we say, okay, you say that these things are not going to give you shifa, then tell us what. Isn't our deen full shifa? Ayatul Kursi, isn't it shifa and protection for us? Reading the through three quls, how many of us, today, ask now today, after Maghrib, how many of us read our three quls? After Fajr, three quls, you read it, takfika min kulli shay. You will be protected from everything, but we don't apply it. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand. So just to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. When a person makes the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I sit with that person who makes my dhikr. Not that he is sitting by me, I'm sitting by him. أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. That whoever makes my dhikr, then Allah Ta'ala is sitting with you. And with whoever you sit, the effects of that person will come into you. Forget a person. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar ul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, you're a poor person, you haven't got a fridge. You are living in a place where 18 hours roza, 20 hours roza, and hot it is, up to 50 degrees. Iftari time, when you make iftari, you take the water from the tap, it is almost like hot water, like boiling water. Your friend, neighbor, he tells you, give me your glass of water about 12 o'clock in the day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll put it in my fridge. So now it's in the company of the fridge for 4 hours, 5 hours. The fridge didn't make no bayan on it. The fridge did not even let it make zikr. The fridge, nothing, just in the company of the fridge it stayed 4 or 5 hours. 2 minutes before iftari, 5 minutes before iftari, he takes a glass of water and he gives his neighbor, yeah, make iftari with this now. and that cold, wonderful water goes down. When he opens his roza, automatically Alhamdulillah comes out. Hey? So what was that? Just the company of the fridge, which is a dead thing. Hey? So like that, the company of a living person, any person, who whatever qualities he's got, who is going to come into you also. One person who had a lot of anger in him. He wrote to his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, that I've got, and many of us have got this disease. And not only us, but little children, 2 year old, they've got so much of anger, temper they've got. Little bit something what they don't like, and they bring the roof down. The way they carry on. Now, what is the solution? So Hazrat wrote to him, in your town, there is a certain Maulana who is running a bookshop. You just go and sit by him every day between Asr and Maghrib. He should go and sit by that Maulana. That Maulana used to carry on with his work. Customers come, sell them books, prepare orders which he has to post, make the parcels, get them ready, send them off. He shouldn't tell him anything. No bayan on temper. No, nothing. He should just sit there. And about 40 days had passed. Maulana told him to sit there 40 days. After 40 days, he wrote back to Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, I don't know what happened. I just went and sat there and my temper is almost gone. Please explain to me, how is this? He never told me, gave me a bayan on anger, how bad it is, what terrible consequences anger can lead to, etc. He was doing his work, I was just sitting there. So Hazrat said, if you're almost gone, you still go and sit by him, till it's completely gone. And this is the effect of sohbat, of company. So if a person, human being, and this was an alim, then a fridge company can make so much coolness and bring for you. When a human being, an alim, then if you're sitting in the company of Allah Ta'ala, we make your zikr. How many of us have we got a slot for our zikr? Especially those who are murids, whichever share. And one of the main things is our zikr. Which is my slot for my zikr? Which time of the day do I sit and make my zikr? Do I do my zikr regularly? If you are sitting in the company of Allah Ta'ala. And naturally, تَخَلَّقُوا بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. Bring in yourself the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. And this will come when you sit in the company, so break your zikr regularly. And you will see this. And let the little children be sitting there. They can be playing also, they're not having, but the effect is going to fall on them also. If there is a heater on in the room, it's winter, cold. The heater is on, warmed up the place. The children, they also going to feel the warmth. Even if they're not sitting under, getting under the blanket, but the heater is on in the room, everyone. The aircon is on in summer and giving the cool wind, everyone is going to benefit. So the zikr of Allah, the whole environment. We want deen to come in the house. People are not practicing on deen. The young girls have got, they're living in a world of their own. The young boys are living in a world of their own. And today it's not only boys and girls, Amanul Hafiz, old people are also involved in what type of things. Unimaginable things in our communities, our people, what were things we get involved in. So the zikr of Allah is tremendous. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Complete success is for those people who make tazkiyah. And for this tazkiyah, in this place, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned two things. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. Made the zikr. One is the zikr of Allah. اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. There's come a lot in the Quran Sharif. And to make the zikr of the name of Allah. Just to repeat the name of Allah. Allah's name has got so much effect. Allah's Zat, the being of Allah, what effect. And when you make dhikr of the name of Allah, Allah is there by you. And you are sitting now in the company of Allah Ta'ala. And your tazkiyah will be made. So Allah, give us tawfiq to realize this. We are concerned. My car has got a scratch on it. I have to send it to the panel, Peter. The scratch must go off. Anything else, my clothes has got one mark, I have to wash it. I can't walk around with this clothes that has got this. But my ruh is dirty and filthy, and we're not even aware. And worse than that, I'm thinking I'm pious. And I'm thinking I'm pure and clean. At the time of maut, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart will be taken out. Yawma tublat sarair, the day of Qiyamah, when all the secrets will start coming out. And وَبَدَالُهُمْ مَعْلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, those things will come out which you did not even ever imagine and think about, which many things, for example, when we were 1 year old, do we remember? We don't remember. When we're in the mother's womb, we don't remember. Everything will come out on the day of Qiyamah. From all the time, we will be responsible. From the time we became baligh, we could have forgotten it, or we are too happy to forget it, or we cover it up. But on the day of Qiyamah, it is going to come out. Everything will come. Allah forgive us. And this dua is very vital for us. Allahumma hasibna hisabin yaseera. Oh Allah, take an easy reckoning from us, which means no reckoning. Easy reckoning means no reckoning. That if we have anyone who will be just questioned, he is a goner. He cannot pass by and know the fadl and karam and kindness of Allah. And for this ummah, what great, great favors Allah has kept. But let us be ummatis also. We don't want to identify ourselves with the ummah. We want to identify ourselves with other people. Identify ourselves. At least even, this is also a great thing, no doubt, the outward sunnah also. Tere mehboob ke ya Rab surat leke aaya hu. Tu usko haqeeqat kar de, main shabahat leke aaya hu. You make it a reality, and Allah is so merciful. That the magicians who came to counter Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, they made the outward forms like Musa alayhi salam. On that Allah ta'ala was so pleased. Their intention was bad. So know who Allah is. Allah is most merciful, most kind. So at least what we can do, what is within our means, let us move in that direction. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Then Allah makes it clear also, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you give preference to this dunya. The things of this dunya you give preference to. Whereas the real thing is our deen. Our akhirah, that is the main thing. The main thing is not whether I'm going to get covered or I don't get covered. Allah protect us all. But the main thing is I must get saved from the fire of Jahannam. If I have to, if any one of our, me, my wife, my children, anyone, we cannot imagine it, what the fire of Jahannam. And today it has become so common we should have this fear that I don't go out of the fold of Islam. But today people are happily saying, I'm not a Muslim. I have renegade, na'uzu billah. What do we realize what that means? It means I'm happy to go to the fire of Jahannam and stay forever in the... Our only salvation and protection from the fire of Jahannam is our iman. So how much we have to look, and Allah has been so kind. He gave us this iman free of charge. He did not, we didn't ask for it. We did not apply for it. We did not have the desire for it also. Allah in His great favor and mercy, He gave us Iman. He gave us Islam. So we, on a daily basis, without fail, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this Iman and Islam. And then Allah is so kind that He gave us the great ibadat of shukr. We wouldn't even know, have known that we have to make shukr. Allah taught us you make shukr. How to make shukr also Allah Ta'ala taught us. So just make shukr. Then on that shukr, Allah promises, I will increase you. That iman which we just had to protect, but by making shukr, Allah won't only protect it, but Allah will increase it. Allah will give us that iman which is required by Allah Ta'ala. And a proper iman which Allah wants. And we ask Allah, give us that iman which is required. And when mort comes like that, what to say? And people who are passing away, how many beautiful mort they are getting. Really a person really wishes I was in his place. And this dunya, anyway we're going to die. Nobody's going to live forever. And we're not going to die from COVID. We think we're going to protect ourselves. We're going to die from something else. How many people are presently dying? Motor car accidents, heart attacks, or anything else. So mort is inevitable. It's going to come. Each one, kullu nafsin za'iqatul mort. And mort is written for every person. And such talks which are against iman should not come on our tongues. Had we taken our precautions, we should not have died. If the person should not, mort is written on its time. Whether you take your precautions, you don't take your precautions. On its time, mort is written. Even if you don't take your precautions and your mort is not written, you will never ever die. In the Guinness Book of Records, it's not nice to speak about these things, but how many people, how many times they tried to commit suicide. But mort wasn't written, they didn't die. There are records of people up to over 20, 30 times they tried and commit suicide. But mort wasn't written. And if your mort is written and you want to commit suicide, if your mort is not written, you jump from a 10-floor building, you fall on somebody, that person dies, but you live. His mort was written, your mort is not written, you won't die. So mort is fixed by Allah Ta'ala. So mort is not something to be afraid. What is to be afraid of? The displeasure of Allah. If Allah is displeased, and if Allah has to take us to task in our brains, if we have to become now mentally a mental case, as we are sitting now, and we know there are people that are perfectly healthy, bright brains, clever, intelligent, the kingpin in the business, but there the brains went. Something went wrong, and it's not just something when Allah makes it go wrong. If we are, how many people, healthy, hale and healthy, they had no disease in them. They want to now take medicine, not to bring a disease, there they are paralyzed now. They are cabbage now. They're just sitting there, useless, they can't do anything. So it is all, when Allah means it, it's written, it will take place. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our islah. One of the main islah also with regard to the present time, this month of Safar, which has started now. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how lot ihsan on us that the Arabs were so used to living a superstitious life. Many of us also today, with our name of Iman which we have got, so much of superstition we got. Anything that happens, that somebody has done something. That any small thing, and we blame it on this, we blame it on that. Just when we were much younger, there was a family friend, and the person, young person, he also has passed away, Allah give him Jannah. Later, mashallah, his life changed, he was very much in Jamaat also. But the day when he was getting married, he went to some of the Bapus. All the Bapu, they got these people. So he told him to take out the bala, the evil and the bad things in your marriage, when you're going to get married. On the morning of the marriage, you have to get a black fowl with black feathers. And you have to drive your car and kill it with your car. Now that thing is also fighting for its life. And they had a big yard, the farm area they were living, big yard. Now he let the fowl loose, and it's running, and he's now going with his car. How is it going this way and that way? And the poor fowl dodging and screaming and flying from side to side, just to take out that bala. They will make us the most stupid, do stupid things. What things they will make? That they will say your young daughters and girls must go with the alim middle of the night, 12 o'clock, to the sea and take a bath in the sea. What funny things, and I don't want to talk of all the other things they were, all the superstition which is still in our people. We are people with deen going to Sangomas, which we can't expect it at all. But we are, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and took it out completely. La adwa, that all this contagion, that there is nothing like that, that this it will bring this disease. When Arabs said in the camels, then when they have got a disease, they mix with the other camels, the disease. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, where did the first one get it from? And the others that mix, in Pietermaritzburg last year, about 1.5, just when all this started, this virus business. So one alim, he was making his parents khidmat, and very proper, good khidmat he was making of them. They became more ill, they had to be hospitalized. He took them to the hospital. At the hospital, as the last, when he saw them, he hugged them. His mother also, his father also, they went in. Other people of the community saw this. Then they said, he's the imam in the masjid, and he's teaching our children. And what people who had COVID, he was so close. So till he doesn't take a test, COVID test, we're not going to allow him to make imamati in the masjid. He can't teach our children. He went for the test, negative. And so it was not meant, so it wasn't there for him. Though he was so close, so it is all in the hands of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, la adwa, wa la qiyara. Arabs had one custom also, a lot of wrong customs they had, with superstition, that a bird, if they want to do something, then they let the bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, then there will be success in this, whatever venture it is, business venture, going on a journey, whatever it is. If it flies in the left direction, then it's not good. So all this superstition, wala hamma, with regard to the bat, they had very, very evil thoughts also about the bat, bird that comes out at night, etc. Wala safara, the month of Safar also, this month which we are in, funny, superstitious idea. And very sadly, till today, people who regard themselves as pious and like knowledgeable, with authority they speak, that this month is very hard for the men folk. You have to give your sadaqah of so many eggs, they specify, and half a loaf of bread, and calico so much. And funny things, where all these things come in our deen. But unfortunately, and we today, going to fortune tellers, going to the Sangomas, etc. Nabi alayhi salam gave us that positive. And he said, clear la adwa. Don't have all this fear in yours. Wala tiyara, wala hamma, wala safara. He made us positive. A mu'min, al-mu'minul qawi. خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. Be strong, be positive. Don't fear all these things. We are fearing the dark. We are fearing imaginary ghosts, shadows in the dark. We are fearing all these things. A mu'min doesn't fear this. Allahu Akbar. Mullah Muhammad Umar, the leader of the Taliban. At that time, somebody came and told him, America with the NATO, 50 countries are coming to attack your country. He paid no attention to it. It didn't have any effect. He said, and he just casually remarked, he told, tell them all to come one time. We'll defeat them all. They mustn't come one after one and we have to defeat everyone. They tell them to come all together and we'll defeat them all. And we saw with this iman which they have got, and let us also get it straight, that the real, this war, they reclaimed their own country. They haven't gone to, when the outside people came and controlled their country, that was now legal. And when they want their own country back, somebody comes and take your house over, that is legal. When you fight to get your own house back, you are a terrorist. And you are the wrongdoer, you are the bad guy. So, who won this war for them? It wasn't really the Mujahideen. There was a force behind the Mujahideen. It was who the West called today, those Afghani women who are backwards, they call them, in their big, big burqas. And their big burqas, they are not wearing over the Taliban. It's not making them wear it. It's their whole custom from before they wearing it. Whether they were under whichever rule there was, the women were in that burqa. So it was those women, their iman which they had, which they put into their children, is the power of iman. At this time the world saw that falsehood was destroyed with the truth. That bay imani was destroyed with iman. What weapons did they have? They hardly had proper sandals to wear. No food proper to eat also. In hunger. But what was it? It was this iman. So let us get this, let us not become slave and have the slave mentality of the West, who say that their women were backward women. They were illiterate. They are stupid women. But what they had, they can be outwardly stupid. But in reality, the real iman, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. And that is what made them, which the world has seen. England went 3 times, who were the superpower at that time. And they defeated them. Russia went as a superpower. Now America went with NATO, with all the alliance, and they defeated all of them. What was this? This is only that Iman. So let us have our yaqeen on the Zaat of Allah. Let us not have that slave mentality of the West, that we ape the West. What propaganda they are making. One of their journalists have written that when the Taliban were ousted and America now took over Afghanistan 20 years ago, then they showed photos of women burning their burqas and men shaving their beards. And let us not get caught up in all this propaganda. But this journalist writes, the cameras didn't show that they are giving them $50, which was a month's wages, in order to burn their burqas. That they didn't show. They just showed that they are, and that they, that your pictures will come on the front pages in the whole world. Of all the newspapers, you will be on the front page. But they didn't show that $50 they are given. They didn't show that that the cigarette lighter they gave them in order to burn their burqas. That they did not. So a lot of propaganda. Let us not become also just caught up in all this propaganda. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this and take us out of all the superstition. And every time, the minute a person moves 1 millimeter, the hair's breadth, a person moves from the commands of Allah, he's gone to batil. If we don't fulfill the command, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not a void. It won't be an empty place. Immediately, when from our houses, like one young boy told his grandfather, I can't just imagine how you people lived without cell phones. That without a cell phone, you paralyzed. You can't do a thing without a cell phone. How you people lived? How did you manage your things? The grandfather said, I can't understand how you people can live without the Quran Sharif. That you don't recite Quran Sharif. So it's a matter of the true priorities and true values that have to come into us. The deen must come into us. So this is what has to come, and the reality of deen. So for that, inshallah, the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Rabiul Awal, 8, 9 and 10 of October, there will be an Islahi Jalsa in Azadville, the Darul Uloom. And it is to bring this reality within us. How we can become those successful people. And it's not a matter of just listening or talking in one bayan and now it has come into me. How it will come into us. So, qad aflaha, that complete success which each one would like to have. A life of bliss and comfort and enjoyment is those people who make their tazkiyah. How to make their tazkiyah? Yeah, Allah says, man zakara asma rabbihi, who remember the name of Allah and who make their namaz. And we try and get that concern to correct our namazes and then see that whole tazkiyah process comes into us, and that falah, that success, Allah Ta'ala will bless us. So inshallah, try to come, try and bring everyone also, and whatever is imparted, and really a person who comes with this talab, with this feeling in him, that is the person that will really benefit. Not just that we come there to show face, for example, that we are what the khanka, and so how can't we be there? We have to be there, but who comes with the talab, a person who is a talib-e-sadiq, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, who really benefits is a talib a sadiq, like a person who is really thirsty, and he wants water. How he will look for water? Like that our islah, a person when he becomes concerned. And the first part, as I mentioned, our namaz, to correct our quantity of namaz, at least the outward postures of namaz. We see for ourselves. I don't know if any of us will meet namaz now after this. Now, yeah, at home, some of us, mashallah, there will be those who get up for tahajjud. Fajr, hopefully all of us, check our feet whether they are 4 fingers apart and whether they are facing Qibla. How many years? I'm 20 years a musalli, 40 years a musalli, but my feet are still not correct also. The very first starting point of my namaz, the outside of my namaz, where is the inside going to be correct? So consider, correct ourselves in these things, and then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make our dunya's life also, not only the Taliban, all the Muslims Allah will give them, when that will come into our lives inshallah. Our dunya, our mort will come in such a beautiful way, There are so many people who at the time of maut they are reading themselves, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. Allah has given them that itminan. And they are going, and they are going towards Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us all to work in this direction and to prepare for that eternal life inshallah.